But this begs a second important question. Whether the GOP coalition is fatally flawed from a national interest standpoint? I think so. But not because of the basic cultural conservatism that did so well in the Nixon and Reagan landslides of 1972 and 1984. Both those coalitions had a flavoring of populist conservatism, but nothing resembling the current mix. Never before has a U.S. political coalition been so dominated by an array of outsider religious denominations caught up in biblical morality, distrust of science, and a global imperative of political and religious evangelicalism. These groups may represent only a quarter to a third of the U.S. population, but they are mobilized, as the turnout in 2004 showed. They also have important allies. As we have seen, the financial sector and a large majority of the richest Americans understandably finds the alliance convenient. Many of the fundamentalists, evangelical and Pentecostal faithful, are too caught up in religion, theology, and personal salvation to pay much attention to economics, and they are easily rallied for self-help, free enterprise, and disbelief in government. With much of the GOP's low- and middle-income electorate listening to conservative preachers, the corporate and financial agenda not only prevails, but often runs riot. For the oil and gas industries, however, the alliance is a two-edged sword. True, the religious right and oil have developed a working compatibility in states like Louisiana, Texas, Oklahoma, and Colorado, and the religious right leadership generally disdains environmentalists and alternative energy backers. Still, much of the real world, as seen by cosmopolitan energy geologists and executives, cannot be publicly described in Republican national politics. The Book of Genesis and the Left Behind series both get in the way. We cannot be running out of oil. God makes the climate. And White House explanations about what the United States is doing in Iraq or elsewhere in the Middle East have to square with the fight between good and evil as the end times draw nigh. Much like intervention in Iraq, national energy strategy takes weak shape in a vacuum of candor. To be sure, as so many believers are sure, this time the prophecies could truly be on the verge of fulfillment. History, however, suggests that if the hour was not at hand for Rome, Spain, the Dutch Republic, or Britain circa 1914, despite their convictions of God's favor and heaven's special attention, then God may also spurn his Republican faithful in and out of Washington. And should religious excess and overambition become part of an epitaph for the 21st century United States, as it did for some of the others, the current GOP national coalition will share in the ignominy. This is not a cheery thought. In one way or another, I have been studying and writing about the emerging Republican presidential coalition for half a century now. I particularly regret this latest evolution under the two Bush presidents and my last three major books, Wealth and Democracy, 2002, American Dynasty, 2004, and American Theocracy, 2006, could be said to represent a trilogy of indictments, something I never imagined when I started writing The Emerging Republican Majority back in 1966. This is Scott Brick. We hope that you've enjoyed this production of American Theocracy. This program was executive produced by Patty Peruse and produced by Dan Musselman. American Theocracy is a production of Penguin Audio, a division of Penguin Group USA, Incorporated, and Books on Tape. Copyright 2006. All rights reserved. The book, American Theocracy, is available wherever Viking books are sold.